Welcome to the Elon Musk Daily Briefing, your daily update on the latest from Elon Musk and his companies. I'm your host, AI Michelle, and this is a Magic Pod, produced by Podcast AI. Want to create your own Magic Pod? Check the link in the show notes. Let's dive in. First up, SpaceX is gearing up for an exciting milestone as it sets the date for the next Starship launch, marking the eighth flight test for this ambitious spacecraft. After a brief delay earlier in the week, the new target is set for March 5th at 5:30 p.m. Central Time. This launch is particularly significant as it follows the explosive attempt in January, which left space enthusiasts eager for another try. The launch will take place from SpaceX's Starbase facility in Boca Chica, Texas, with the Starship aiming for a splashdown in the Indian Ocean. As always, SpaceX will provide a live webcast of the event, featuring real-time updates and engaging commentary from staff members. You can catch all the action on SpaceX's website and CEO Elon Musk's social media platform, X. In preparation for the launch, SpaceX stacked the Starship rocket on the Super Heavy booster, albeit later than usual. Interestingly, a wet dress rehearsal wasn't conducted this time, which is quite uncommon in the space industry. Despite this, the anticipation remains high as the countdown inches closer to liftoff. While excitement builds among space enthusiasts, local South Texans have expressed concerns about the potential impact of the launch. They've shared a safety guide advising residents to take precautions, such as documenting their home's foundation and stocking up on personal protective equipment. These measures aim to mitigate any potential structural damage or health risks from the launch. Looking ahead, SpaceX has plans to expand its operations beyond Texas. Christopher Gebhardt from SpaceX mentioned that the company intends to conduct the first Starship launch from Florida later this year. This expansion is part of SpaceX's broader strategy to enhance its capabilities and reach new milestones in space exploration. Meanwhile, SpaceX is also making strides on the ground. The Starlink factory in Bastrop, Texas, is undergoing expansion to meet the surging demand for high-speed internet. In just 20 months, this facility has grown from zero to over 1,000 employees and is now producing over 70,000 kits per week. This remarkable growth underscores SpaceX's commitment to innovation and infrastructure development. SpaceX is making waves yet again with an ambitious $1.8 billion investment to expand its Starship program in Florida. This bold move marks a significant step as SpaceX plans to build new launch pads and processing facilities on Florida's Space Coast. The announcement comes just before the company's eighth attempt to launch the Starship from Texas, highlighting the rapid pace at which SpaceX is advancing its space exploration initiatives. Governor Ron DeSantis has confirmed that this massive investment will generate approximately 600 new full-time jobs by 2030, further cementing Florida's role as a pivotal hub for space innovation. The centerpiece of this expansion is the Gigabay facility, which will stand at an impressive 380 feet tall and cover 815,000 square feet. This facility is set to become the assembly line for future Starship rockets, showcasing SpaceX's commitment to scaling up production and pushing the boundaries of space technology. The company is eyeing two potential launch sites in Florida, one at NASA's Kennedy Space Center, Launch Complex 39A, which is already under construction, and another at the Cape Canaveral Space Force Station, Launch Complex 37. However, the path to launching Starship from Florida isn't without hurdles. SpaceX is currently awaiting regulatory approval as the United States Air Force conducts a thorough review of the environmental impacts of launching such a large rocket in the area. The draft environmental report is expected in the spring, with a final decision anticipated later this year. Despite these challenges, Elon Musk's SpaceX remains undeterred, viewing each test and even the mishaps as valuable learning experiences that propel the company forward faster than its competitors. There are, however, concerns from other tenants of the area's launch pads, such as United Launch Alliance and Blue Origin, who have called for more scrutiny on SpaceX's Florida plans. They worry about the potential for widespread damage should a Starship explosion occur. But, as history shows, SpaceX's test-to-failure approach has been a cornerstone of its rapid development and success, allowing it to learn and adapt swiftly from each setback. In a bold move that could reshape the rideshare landscape, Uber is now offering driverless rides in Austin, Texas, using Waymo's autonomous vehicles. This development is particularly intriguing given that Austin is home to Tesla, Elon Musk's electric vehicle giant. Waymo, a subsidiary of Alphabet, Google's parent company, is deploying its all-electric Jaguar I-PACE vehicles across 37 square miles of Austin. This collaboration marks a significant step for Uber, which is partnering with Waymo to bring autonomous rides to the streets, a tech leap that was once a legal battleground between the two companies. Andrew McDonald, Uber's senior vice president of mobility and business operations, shared his enthusiasm about this technological advancement. He emphasized that supportive local government and consumer readiness are key to successfully introducing autonomous vehicles to market. Uber has previously dabbled in the driverless space, but this Austin launch, along with an upcoming expansion to Atlanta, signifies a major scale-up in their autonomous ambitions. Passengers booking UberX, Uber Green, Uber Comfort, or Uber Comfort electric rides in Austin might find themselves in a Waymo vehicle at no extra cost. Uber has integrated options within its app to allow passengers to express a preference for or against autonomous rides, ensuring a seamless user experience. Safety remains a top priority, with 24/7 human support available through the Uber app for any incidents or emergencies during rides. This initiative is a fascinating development in Tesla's own backyard, as Elon Musk's company has been actively working on its ride-hailing services. The competition is heating up in Austin, a city known for its tech-friendly environment and innovative spirit. Uber's move to incorporate Waymo's technology not only showcases a shift towards autonomous vehicles, but also highlights the growing partnership between major tech players in the race to redefine urban mobility. Shifting gears to Tesla, the electric vehicle giant has just unveiled a series of fresh promotions for the Model 3 sedan in the United States as it aims to boost deliveries before the quarter ends. With a strategic push, Tesla is rolling out three enticing incentives for all Model 3 trims, including 0% annual percentage rate financing, no money due at signing, and 60-month terms. These promotions, announced across social media platforms, are now live on Tesla's order configurator, making it an exciting time for potential buyers. To sweeten the deal even further, Tesla has structured the 0% annual percentage rate offer to require a down payment of at least 15%. Interestingly, the federal tax credit can be used to cover this down payment if eligible, making this an attractive proposition for those looking to jump into the electric vehicle market. Additionally, the no money due at signing promotion is available at a 0.99% annual percentage rate when using the tax credit, both offers coming with a generous 60-month term. It's important to note that the $7,500 federal tax credit remains available for all Model 3 trims, although there's some speculation about potential changes under the current administration. For now, Tesla's website reflects these incentives for U.S. buyers, though similar promotions aren't yet available in Canada or Mexico. Historically, Tesla has been known to introduce such end-of-quarter incentives to ramp up delivery numbers, and this move is no exception. This announcement comes on the heels of Tesla starting deliveries for the refreshed Model Y in the United States, following its initial rollout in Asia-Pacific and Europe-Middle East markets. The refreshed Model 3, launched last January, brought notable interior and exterior upgrades, setting a new standard for the electric sedan market. With the Model 3 and Model Y leading Tesla's sales, these promotions are poised to maintain Tesla's competitive edge in the dynamic electric vehicle landscape. All right, that's a wrap for this episode. If you enjoyed this brief and would like to stay updated on latest episodes, don't forget to click follow in your podcast app. Thanks again for listening, and hope to catch you next time. Are you looking for more daily briefs or have an idea for a new one? Head over to podcastai.com/daily-brief for more.